two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Friday afternoon, it's 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, some blue sky, 45 degrees. KSL's top story. The UK variant of the coronavirus has been found in Utah. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
The health department says they found it while doing routine testing in a Salt Lake County man who hasn't been out of state. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela. The health department says they found it while doing routine testing in a Salt Lake County man who hasn't been out of state. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says this variant won't necessarily make you more sick, but you will spread it to more people than the main strain.
The more that this variant circulates, the more people will become infected and the more people will become hospitalized. So we really need to be extra cautious.
She says that means doubling down on protections.
How it spreads via droplets, airborne, and not so good on surfaces hasn't changed. But what has changed is how easy it is for the virus to cause you to be sick.
She warns Utah's ICUs are already over capacity. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The CDC is warning this version of the virus could become the dominant strain in the U.S. by March, if steps aren't taken to stop the spread. Thousands of Utah teachers are getting their COVID vaccinations today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards with the story.
Big day.
Many teachers talked about the relief they felt after getting their first dose. One said she was afraid of needles, but if she could do it, anyone could do it. The school districts in Salt Lake County are working together and with the health department and CNS nursing services or their own district nurses. They have certain hours for appointments at schools. Davis District started Tuesday at the Legacy Events Center.
Most places, it took about a half an hour from intake to the needle penetrating the skin. 143,000 vaccines have now been given in Utah. As COVID-19 continues to spread, so do scams, capitalizing on the suffering and desperation.
Bretta Clark with the Better Business Bureau says scams target us at our most vulnerable, when we are desperate not to get sick or desperate to get well again.
So we see scammers who are targeting people with these miracle cures, fake vaccines, herbal remedies, or things like that that don't have any backing with science.
She advises anyone who is expecting a stimulus check to watch for scammers who want you to send them money so they can get you your check faster. She says an old rule of if it's too good to be true, it probably is a good way to avoid making a hasty decision, one that you could be paying for a long, long time. Report anything suspicious to the FTC or BBB.org. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
President-elect Biden is unveiling his roadmap to deliver vaccines faster to more Americans. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president-elect says the slow vaccine rollout has left the most vulnerable Americans waiting for their shot, and he will change that.
We'll fix the problem by encouraging states to allow more people to get vaccinated beyond healthcare workers and move through those groups as quickly as they think we can.
That includes those over 65 who have suffered more than 80% of the COVID deaths. Mr. Biden also saying he'll ask Congress for billions more for mobile vaccination clinics. He'll also use the Defense Production Act to speed up the vaccination process. Governors across the country have been taking shots at the Trump administration today after learning the reserve supply of vaccines that were promised are non-existent. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is among the frustrated state leaders who were counting on those additional vials.
I come before you extremely disappointed that we were lied to with plans of the administration to release reserve doses that were to be the second doses of the vaccine.
The head of Operation Warp Speed issuing a retreat on the promise made by the Health and Human Services Secretary on Tuesday. And federal prosecutors say there is strong evidence that the Capitol rioters intended to capture and assassinate elected officials. The allegation was revealed in court documents in the case against Jacob Chansley, the self-described QAnon shaman. The FBI, Steve Duantano, telling rioters that every FBI field office in the country is looking for them.
As a matter of fact, even your friends and family are tipping us off. So you might want to consider turning yourself in instead of wondering when we're going to come knocking on your door.
The Department of Justice has opened 98 criminal cases, a majority of them federal felony cases. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Within the past hour, we learned the NRA, the National Rifle Association, is filing for bankruptcy. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
The NRA said it is dumping New York, where the regulatory environment is corrupt and political. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection and will seek court approval to reconstitute itself in Texas. The New York Attorney General's office sued the NRA, its chief executive, Wayne LaPierre, and three other current or former executives for failing to properly manage $64 million. The NRA filed a counterclaim calling the suit politically motivated, and at the time, President Trump suggested the NRA relocate. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Frontline workers across the country are getting their hands on some customized comfy shoes that are very hard to find. Post Malone says he's donating 10,000 pairs of his customized version of Crocs. The shoes sell out in less than a day anytime they become available. KSL News Time, 3:36. Ricky. What's going on out there? Emergency traffic.
Emergency traffic continues northbound I-15, Draper up to 90th South. And then we have a crash, possible injuries in Utah County. This is northbound I-15, about 5th South Linden. It is mostly to the right shoulder, but emergency crews are partially sticking out into that right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, I don't know what you do for a living, but if it requires you to attend Zoom meetings, you have my condolences. My Minute of News is next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.